Welcome to episode 2 of Media Litter Sandwich. I'm with Mark from CrazyMark.com, William from AllAboutWilliam.com, and of course, I'm Scotty, otherwise known as Toad from Toadin.com. And yeah, we're in a different place, just, you know, a long ways, just through the hallway here, trying to change things up a little bit, you know. I actually stayed up late putting up posters and stuff, so my place starts looking like a normal living room, I guess, or dining room, I guess, what we're in.
Wherever we're at.
Yeah, a little bit more room, you know, that's also about, it's all about experimenting, I feel like.
Kind of like how I'm experimenting with apps right now.
Experimenting is the only way I actually know half of what I know, so.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big deal. I mean, I went to college, but it was all about experimenting. If all you did was go to class, you weren't doing enough. No. You had to have extra projects. You had to be talking. You had to be networking. I mean, even when I was sort of teaching, when I was assistant professor, or I wasn't assistant professor, I was assistant teacher, all the best students had other projects going on. And most of them actually had 2 or 3 jobs. So I know there's always people like, well, I'm working and I'm going to school. Yeah, well, I know people that worked 3 jobs, you know, and still went to school full-time. And still, you know, those were the people that really showed a lot of motivation. And then you have people that just got lucky, which is good for them.
Oh, man.
But lucky amateurs, things that just happen.
Oh,
so,
man.
Mark, tell me about your favorite person right now.
Chewbacca mask lady. How does she do it? She goes on and then like, and gets $500,000 or something like that just for a cheap Chewbacca mask. Toad and dude, what gives?
That's Facebook. I have a theory about this.
All right, wait.
I have a theory. I think it's propaganda from Facebook. Facebook has made war against YouTube. This is not unknown. They take YouTube videos with their algorithm, so that, you know, when you post something, I'm sure a lot of people are realizing when you post something on Facebook, it doesn't go by in time order. It goes in some kind of algorithm that decides what other people want to watch. So when you look at your timeline, a lot of times you see something that's like a day old before you see something that's only 20 minutes old, because they figured that's what you want to see first, or that's what they want you to see first.
Yeah.
So a lot of YouTube videos get pressed down unless they are already extremely popular. They, you know, or just have a lot of your mutual friends liking it, then it'll go up higher. So with Facebook, I feel like this is one of those videos that Facebook wants to press, because you know Facebook was giving her a lot of press, and they're pushing her, making her like, this is our first viral Facebook star. You know that had something to do with it, because their algorithm's way different than YouTube's. They put her up there because they needed a face. They needed their double rainbow guy. Like with the double rainbow guy, what Yosemite Bear did, which is an awesome guy. I love talking to him. Super positive, great guy. And I'm sure this lady is too, from what I saw. You know, putting their face out there like this is the first viral thing. Of course, the double rainbow guy was more of a natural viral video. Meanwhile, I feel like it was very, very forced, because they wanna push YouTube out. They want their own agenda. Facebook has always been for profit. Yeah. And they actually they don't want other social media sites, because they want themselves to have all the advertisements. And that's one of the things with their videos. They want to press advertisements in their videos, and they don't really care.
It happens. It's just like throwing a rock into a pond, and like, which way will the wave, that little ripple, hit the beach first, you know? There.
Well, it's... Yeah, I say stop and think about this. I one day just decided to take a bunch of pictures of cosplayers, write up a little bit about it on my blog, and that was going to be it. I wasn't going to do it again after that.
Yeah.
Some cosplaying website, I don't know it off the top of my head.
Yeah.
If I was a little smarter, I would have written it down, but picked up my site, and I got thousands of views from it. So,
Well, I recently I got a lot of hits on a video of... with Crazy Mark eating an apple. You know, being known as an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Hey, that's okay.
Yeah, there's so many of these videos, you know, that's channels cool. devoted to, like, a guy eating grapes. You know?
Oh, yeah.
It happens.
Oh, just a couple years ago on YouTube, there was a girl, a Japanese girl. All she did was get on there, 9 minutes, stare at the screen. And I think she started off with konnichiwa, and then whatever goodbye was in Japanese, or I should say whatever goodbye is in Japanese, and that was it. She stared at the camera the entire time. She was making bank off of that.
Oh, man.
So,
she was cute, though. She had a cute face. That's all you saw was the face.
But, I mean, it gets depressing. It does. You got people that really work so hard. Like, I went to, you know, school for radio. I didn't go to a university for radio, but I went to a school for radio. And people with great voices, some of them got picked up. And the people that were kept doing a bunch of other stuff, the school didn't really help them out. And like me, they didn't really help me out, but then I went to university, I did a ton of projects, and then they helped me out, and I was able, and I love what I do. But there's other people that just get lucky. I see people that work all the time trying to do their thing, and they're extremely good at it, and then just all of a sudden, they put on Chewbacca mask, make themselves feel better. And that's fantastic for her, and that's fantastic for people that just go viral. But there's other people that are such lucky, you know, what were we calling earlier?
Dumb luck.
Dumb luck. It's, lucky amateurs.
Yeah.
That, you know, I mean, I love it when a YouTube person goes big, especially if it's something that's positive, something that they worked hard on, you know. Yeah. And then you got people, you know, you have all these people that work to be on radio, and then they win a beauty contest.
Oh, man.
That gives you a 40 grand a year salary, which is more than most people on the radio make. Yeah. And they used to give away, or they may still give away, free tuition to a school for radio. And they go on trips and all this other stuff that radio personalities would love. And it's in the top 10 market. And yes,
say,
I'm talking about a real contest. Every year, it's a beauty contest, and they get a 40-year salary for being on the radio.
And certainly in Crazy Mark TV.
But, you know, and I'm not trying to offend any of these things.
Ooh.
But how does that make other people feel? Now, at first, you know, they're like, you know, that's really cool. That's not me. That's their lucky break. But
maybe that's a message that maybe we all should become veterinarians or something.
Yeah, if you're in it for money, you're in the wrong field.
Yeah.
That's absolutely true. If you're in a creative field, if you're a photographer, if you're doing video, if you're a writer, and you're just in it for the money, you're in the wrong field. You have to have passion.
Yeah.
You have to like what you're doing.
Yeah.
The only way you can make any money in photography that's like really good
is
if you wound up getting into weddings. That's a headache in itself.
I never wanted to do weddings with video. Never wanted to do weddings. You know what I have done instead of weddings?
What?
Funerals. I've done funerals.
Dude.
I've done
funerals, man.
I've done, you know, what are they called? Memorial services?
Is this the new thing where they have like a video associated with a certain marker where you can see the life story of a person?
Yes, there's that. There's that, and then there's actual, and then there's the actual speech, the actual memorial service. You don't show the body. At least I never showed the body. It's just the because some of the family members really want that. I don't think it... I understand why you think it's creepy, but at the same time, family members want to remember it, and also, so many people can't leave. They can't go cross state for someone's funeral, so people will watch that. And it's... Because I believe it's going to be something that's going to be streamed more in the future, too. It's for the family. It's not for YouTube. It's not for Facebook. It's for the family. And as far as I'm concerned, that's the same as a wedding, because who wants to watch a stranger's wedding? It's the exact same thing.
I don't know. If a friend of mine dies, I want to remember them for the good times, not how they're lying out in a casket or something.
Well, you don't
like
show
that,
them in the casket. I mean, it's the nice words. It's seeing the family there. I've only done a handful of those, but I will do those before I do a wedding. The person that hires you for
weddings for the funerals, are picky. Oh,
right, man. For the memorial service, they really just want the words.
Yeah.
They don't really need to see much else. They just want the words. Yeah. And there are some people that really, really are respectful and want, you know, and that's, they just want to see what was said about them.
Just family history. Something close to the family.
Mm-hmm. And you know, and that's each their own. But we're talking about lucky amateurs. How do we start talking about funerals?
Because some people have actually shot some funerals or something like that and done some sort
talking about weddings.
You know, like those reality jokes or something. Mm-hmm. And they pop out and they get 13 million hits or 80 million hits or something, you know.
So lucky amateurs and Facebook.
There it is.
Lucky amateurs. We're talking about another lucky amateur. That they just had a wonderful golden voice that got himself on the radio.
Are you talking about window washer guy? The homeless guy?
Yeah.
Yes.
He did. He had a great voice and he had opportunities. That
felt very positive and people gave him a chance.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it didn't work out. But now I believe he's doing some other good stuff. You know, back to doing some good stuff. I don't really have an issue with this, but it is depressing when you have people that live good lives their entire time.
Yeah.
You know, because he had issues with his life, and they did everything that they're supposed to do, and they cannot get any near the break that this guy got.
Well, you know what? They found the horse, they led him to water, he drank for a while, but then he went back to his old ways, right?
Right.
So that's the thing that gets me, too. You get all these people that get second and third chances, and you have a lot of great people with skills, mad skills, like you're talking about, Toden. Like, you know, like William over here's got some mad skills and whatever. And what'll happen is that, you know, the people with the mad skills are working hard, are putting in the time, putting in the hours, and not getting
screwed over.
There you go. They're not getting their break. But over here, you have, you know, the peeps on the streets and the beauty contest or whatever, come up with things. The built up personality, you know, the fake personalities or whatever. And they're getting the breaks, you know.
Okay, so here's my question about this stuff. Are either one of you guys bitter about this?
Not really. It's going to happen.
Life has its bowls of cherries and lemonade. I mean, just sometimes you get lemons, you gotta make lemonade.
You know what? I'm gonna admit, I used to be very bitter over this stuff.
Oh, yeah, I used to not like
it. I used to be very bitter over this stuff. And then what happened was I started making my own way through.
Yep.
I mean, we all get lucky in our own way. I made my own way through, and I watched other people make their own way through. Yes, other people, things are handed to them. Yeah. But if they aren't doing what they're supposed to do, they're going to drop it. I want to see everyone succeed now. I really do.
Yeah.
Yep. You know, and if you don't, well, I'm sorry, you know. I mean, it's not always their fault, too. You know, stuff happens.
Yep.
But you got to stay positive, and you got to just keep doing what you know, there's no one right way. So I can't say keep doing what you're supposed
to
be doing, but keep doing what makes you happy and what, you know,
experiment with it, too.
You got to have fun.
I know so many people that were great at what they did. Something they did didn't work, and they went, okay, something else.
Yep.
And they were, actually, they did pretty good at what they did. They just didn't do one thing good enough.
Right.
All they had to do was change that one thing. They were like, nope, too much work. Let me do something completely different. Yeah.
All right, so quick recap. Facebook hates YouTube. Facebook is pushing people. Facebook is creating their own celebrities. I think
they are.
They are. They're making their own celebrities. And yes, they're very lucky amateurs that's happening. And you got other people doing stuff on Facebook, which we could totally talk about later. Freebooting. There's your teaser. people taking other people's content off of YouTube and putting on Facebook and making popular off there. And some do it with permission, some do it without permission.
Yep.
Whether if that, you know, I don't know if that makes a person a hardworking, you know, superstar or if it makes them lucky. We could talk about that. You know what? I'm going to try to get, when we talk about that, I'm going to try to get a guest that knows a whole lot more about that than me. Because he actually gave permission to be one of those little memes. Oh. And he told me it was not worth it. The people that watched the Facebook, the millions of people that watched his Facebook video on the big popular page did not see him on YouTube. They did not click on the links. They did not search for him. He said it was not worth it. So Facebook stars and your YouTube stars, they're not exactly one and the same.
Two totally different worlds.
Yeah. But you know what? All the positive to all the lucky amateurs. Although I don't think I'm gonna be winning beauty contests soon for wonderful salaries.
I don't think so at all.
Oh, come on, William. We're voting for you right now.
Woo-hoo!
So comment, rate, subscribe if you're on YouTube. Let us know who's the lucky amateur that you're either bitter about or you just give so much credit to. Because there are a lot, like Double Rainbow Guy. He didn't know any of that stuff was going to happen. And he was just a fantastic, positive person. So many YouTubers that just got lucky with their vlogs. And some of them made some wonderful careers out of them. A lot of positive energy to them. You know, so please comment, rate, subscribe, check us out, crazymark.com, allaboutwilliam.com, and toten.com. Thank you for watching.